Good evening, ladies and germs. I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And I'm Sarah Bishop.
And this is Adventures in Beer Tasting, the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewers Advent Calendar from Costco, where every day is beer day until December 25th.
I'm moving a snack.
So drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag. How come you're always drunk on Christmas? How come you leave me all?
And we're back. It's December 17th, and I'm sitting here in beautiful Lawrence, Kansas, across from my lovely wife, Sarah, and it's snowing like fuck here.
Yeah.
We're just sitting here in chairs at a table, and we're getting ready to open up door number 17 of the Brewer's Advent Calendar from Costco. Sarah, let's make it happen.
Black and silver can.
An attractive black and silver can.
Tell us about
today's beer is the Schwarz Tint Collab Stout. This is a stout beer, 6.2% alcohol and 45 IBUs, which may be a record for us. This is a stout also, which is, I think, our first stout. Schwarz Tint translates to black ink. So this is the black ink stout. I believe it's they call it a collab state because this is a collaboration between a couple breweries, those being the Dietrichsinger and the Hoffenkampf Brauerei.
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, it seems like this could be interesting, an interesting cross-border project, they call it. Go ahead, get it going. The roasted malt finds the balance between fine cocoa notes and freshly roasted coffee. The single-hopped stout is only brewed with Soriachi Ace, which, whatever, coconut notes, crema, roasted malt, perfect beer for desserts and desserts, which I think is a poor translation.
Desserts and desserts. That's true. That's true to this time of year. You have desserts and then you have desserts.
Apparently this is one.
And then you have more desserts.
It is very dark. This is the darkest one I think we've poured out.
Agreed.
This is like very dark coffee and like a caramelly almost head on it. That foam is real nice, smooth, and kind of really creamy smooth. I mean, I'm afraid to go in for a taste because I'm worried it might disappoint, but let's see.
Interestingly, I'm getting like notes of coffee and melon.
I'm not getting the melon. I'm not with you. Did these come from the same can? Where are you getting the melon? On the finish? Okay, I think I see what you're talking about. Yeah, okay,
I
and that
aftertaste,
there's like a little hint of like cantaloupe or something. Overall, like very clean, like it was nice.
Yeah, I like this one.
Nice. Not a ton going on. I'm not getting like mountains of flavor, but just very clean, creamy, stout. It's not really heavy like I would associate with a stout. It doesn't have that almost kind of oily feel on your mouth like a Guinness or something. Almost, like if you told me this was a dunkel, this is like a very dark dunkel or something.
Yeah.
I would have believed you.
Let's do the ratings.
Let's do it.
That's right.
And we're back. Sarah, why don't you get us started?
Well, like a light breakfast featuring cantaloupe spears and a perfectly foamed latte, the Schwarz Tint is just enough to satisfy your thirst for a dark winter stout. I give it 4 JB.
I hear you on that, Sarah. There's two things that often turn me off of stouts. One being that they're so heavy, and the other being that there's just, at the end of the day, there's weirdly not as much flavor as you would expect from such a heavy beer. This one, this guy definitely solves one of those problems. It's not heavy. And yet, I just want a little something more there. To me, this is kind of like, this is a Daniel Day-Lewis of beers.
Hmm.
Brilliantly put together, you know? I can find no fault with it, in a sense, and yet I just wish it were a little more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I have to give it 4 JBs, because...
Wow.
It's really nice. I'm enjoying drinking it. What
Our
can I say?
Our ratings have been so in sync the past few days.
It's... Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like... Right. Maybe we should get married.
Maybe we should think about that, yeah. Well, it's an average of 4 jingle bells for this one.
4 jingle bells, and I feel good about that.
Me
I think
too.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adventures in Beer Tasting, the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewers Advent Calendar from Costco, is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the Brewers Advent Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The Brewers Advent Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.
Making merry by yourself with a paper bag.